Chapter 5. A Terrible Accident. Captain Benwick walked with Anne, and they talked about books again. The group came to the steps going down to the beach, but now the weather was very windy. Captain Wentworth went down the steps first, and the others followed him. But Louisa waited at the top of the steps.
"I'm going to jump down the steps," she said. "Catch me, Captain Wentworth."
"Please don't, Louisa," he said. "It's too dangerous in this wind." But Louisa jumped quickly down the steps. Captain Wentworth stood at the bottom and caught her.
"That was fun," she said. "I'm going to do it again."
"No, Louisa," shouted Captain Wentworth. But Louisa was not listening. She ran up the steps and jumped down again. This time, Captain Wentworth was not ready to catch her. Louisa fell and hit her head on the hard ground. She lay at the bottom of the steps and did not move. Everybody stood looking at Louisa. They were very shocked and upset. Captain Wentworth's face was as white as Louisa's. He took her in his arms.
"This is terrible," he said.
"We must get a doctor," said Anne.
"I know a good doctor," said Captain Benwick. "I'll go and find him." He ran to the town.
"What should we do now, Anne?" asked Charles.
"Let's take Louisa back to the hotel," said Anne. "Yes," said Captain Wentworth. "I can carry her." On the way to the hotel, they met Captain Harville and his wife.
"Captain Benwick told us about Louisa's accident," said Captain Harville.
"Please bring her to our house. The doctor can come there." At the Harvilles' house, they carried Louisa upstairs to the bedroom. She opened her eyes, but then closed them again. Soon the doctor arrived. He felt her arms and legs.
"Miss Musgrove will be all right," he said. "But she hit her head very hard. She needs to rest. We can't move her."
"She can stay here in our house," said Mrs. Harville. "I'm a very good nurse. I can look after her."
When the doctor left, Captain Wentworth said to Charles, "I'll go back to Uppercross and tell Louisa's parents about the accident."
"Yes," said Charles, "and I'll stay here tonight with Louisa."
"I'll take Henrietta and your wife back with me," said Captain Wentworth. "I'm sure that Mary wants to be with her children. But I think that Anne should stay here and help Mrs. Harville. Anne is very kind and gentle and good at looking after people. She's the best person to stay."
"Frederick is saying some nice things about me," thought Anne. She felt happy to stay and help.
But Mary was angry.
"Anne is nothing to Louisa," she shouted. "Louisa is like my sister. I'm the best person to stay with her. Anne can go back to Uppercross."
"All right, Mary," said Charles. "You can stay."
Captain Wentworth was not happy that Mary was staying with Louisa, but he did not say anything. That afternoon, he took Henrietta and Anne
back to Uppercross in the carriage. When they arrived, it was getting dark. Captain Wentworth told Mr. and Mrs. Musgrove about Louisa. Then he went back to Lyme. The Musgroves were very worried about their daughter. They wanted to go to Lyme and see her as soon as possible. It was soon time for Anne to leave Uppercross too. Lady Russell was back home from travelling, so she invited Anne to stay with her for a few days. Later, Lady Russell planned to go to Bath and take Anne to Sir Walter's house there. Lady Russell lived in a small house near Kellynch Hall. The first few days at Lady Russell's house were very quiet. Then, one morning, Lady Russell said, "Anne, I have to visit Admiral and Mrs. Croft. Would you like to come too? But it might be difficult for you to see them living in your old home." "Please don't worry," said Anne. "I like the Crofts very much. I won't be upset when I see them at Kellynch Hall. They're excellent tenants." But Anne was worried about Captain Wentworth. "I hope that Frederick won't be at Kellynch Hall," she thought. "Lady Russell doesn't like him, and he doesn't like her. So it's better if they don't meet." The Crofts were very happy to see Anne again. They talked a lot about Louisa's accident. "Frederick visited us yesterday," said Mrs. Croft, "but he didn't stay very long. He wanted to go back to Lyme as quickly as possible." "Frederick wants to be with Louisa all the time now," thought Anne sadly. "Please tell Sir Walter that we're very happy at Kellynch Hall," Admiral Croft said to Anne, "and we haven't changed many things. But your father had a lot of large mirrors in his bedroom. Why did he need so many mirrors? We took them all away." Anne smiled, but she did not say anything. She was not surprised about the mirrors, because she knew that her father was very vain. A few days later, Charles and Mary came back to Uppercross and visited Lady Russell and Anne. "Louisa is much better now," said Charles, "but she's still very weak. She can't come home yet." "How's Captain Benwick?" asked Anne. Charles laughed. "He's very interested in you, Anne," he said. "He admires you very much. Maybe he'll come and visit you. He talks about you all the time."
"I've never heard him talk about Anne," said Mary.
"Who's Captain Benwick?" asked Lady Russell.
"Oh, he's a very boring young man," said Mary. "I don't think that you will like him, Lady Russell. He's only interested in books."
The next day, Anne got a letter from her sister in Bath.
"Our cousin, William Elliot, is in Bath. He's visited us 3 times, wrote Elizabeth.
Thought Anne. "That's very interesting." A few weeks after Christmas, Anne went to Bath with Lady Russell. When they drove through the streets of the city, Anne felt sad. She did not like Bath. It was not a happy town for her. She remembered the good times with her friends at Kellynch Hall and Uppercross. They were very different places from Bath. Sir Walter was renting a house in Camden Place. Lady Russell took Anne there, Then she drove away. She was staying in another part of town. Sir Walter, Elizabeth, and Mrs. Clay were happy to see Anne. Anne was very surprised, because her father and sister usually ignored her. But Sir Walter and Elizabeth did not want to hear Anne's stories about Uppercross or Lyme or Kellynch Hall. They only wanted to talk about Bath and Mr. William Elliot.
"Bath is a wonderful place," said Sir Walter. "Everybody wants to come and visit us."
"Yes," said Elizabeth. "William Elliot often comes here. He's very friendly, and he's not married now. His wife died earlier this year."
"I've already met this gentleman," said Anne. "He was staying at our hotel in Lyme. But why did he break the relationship with our family?"
"Oh, he made a bad mistake," said Elizabeth. "But he's very sorry about it now."
"William Elliot is more handsome than most men in Bath," said Sir Walter. "There's only one bad thing about this city. There aren't many pretty women. Last week, I was standing outside a shop and I counted 87 ugly women in the street. And the men are worse."
Later that evening, Mr. Elliot visited them. When he saw Anne, he was surprised and happy.
"Anne and I met in Lyme, Sir Walter," he said. "But I did not know then that we were cousins."
William Elliot sat and talked about Lyme. Anne told him about Louisa's accident. He stayed for an hour, and Anne enjoyed talking to him very much. But after his visit, she thought, "William Elliot is a very interesting man, but I still don't understand something. Why did he stay away from our family for so long? And why does he want to be friendly to us now?"